Hey, with me on the program now, Mark Klipsham, a local architect here in Des Moines and a perennial deep thinker. Mark, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Stephen Miller and our great concern that he is kind of the man behind the curtain, the guy that's really pushing Trump hard to, go all out on authoritarian government. And you thought, well, don't be so hard on Stephen. He's got plenty of help. Those aren't
Yes.
your exact words. Actually, those probably aren't even close to your words. But I know you think that there are other people in the administration who are just as that bear watching just as much as Stephen Miller.
It's kind of like a shadow government, and it's the surface is touched. It's like we acknowledge that the 2025 project is part of the Trump administration and its policy. It seems to me more like Trump is a part of the 20 Project 2025 policy.
Now, a little background there. Project 2025 was the brainchild of the Heritage Foundation. They put this together leading up to the 2024 election. And it got some press, and a lot of that press was not favorable because some of the stuff that Project 2025 wants to do is pretty draconian. And so Trump, remember Trump said, "No, I'm not really in, I'm not, that's not my playbook. That's not my guidepost for if I win."
Like we were expecting him to say, "Oh yeah, I'm totally on board. This is going to direct everything I do." Yeah, I'm never going to hear him say that.
But now that's what he's doing. I mean, it's very his,
Exactly.
yeah. And like,
Dovetail alignment, just parallel. Funny, I was reading through the newspaper headlines today, and they were talking about the new opening of the Center for Intellectual Freedom at U of I.
yeah, what does that mean?
Well, it's Orwellian speak
Yeah.
for
Or watch what you
freedom,
say.
intellectual freedom.
Yeah.
It's the way they name everything, it seems like. It's I was gonna tell, I don't know if I told you this. I watched The Yellow Submarine a couple days ago.
Okay.
Beatles. And
Right.
the people that are trying to disturb, they're called the Blue Meanies. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. It's like, oh, there's a flower. Let's squash it. The answer to everything is no, and we want to control everything, and we want desolation and unhappy poor people. I was like, for lack of a better observation, that seems to be the goal. It's kind of like going back to the feudal days of, they call it the Dark Ages. I'm going to call it the White Ages.
So basically, Mark, the White House is the Yellow Submarine, and the Blue Meanies are
No, I
Stephen.
got that backwards.
Oh, okay.
The
Anyway,
Blue Meanies are the Heritage Foundation. It's
okay,
pretty
yeah.
much,
Yeah,
we
but I
want
mean,
to subjugate you. It's like we want to take all the joy out of your life. I
well,
don't know what
but I mean,
drives people.
the point is the Project 2025. Creators are deeply embedded in the Trump administration, despite
Yes.
Trump saying back in 2024 that he didn't know much about Project 2025, he wasn't using that as his playbook, and now it is happening. And it's not just Stephen Miller, it's Russell Vought, for example.
Yes. Oh, Pam Bondi. There's a whole long list of
Well,
people.
Pam.
It takes a little Google search. It's like who in the Trump administration is involved in 2025, and there's like minimum eight people.
Well, Pam Bondi's gone now.
Well, yeah, not really. No. They fail upward is what it is. So one of my sayings in life is, I hear what they say, I see what they do, or I hear the professed intent, I see the observable result. And the observable result is people are worse off. They're not happy with what's going on. They're having a very hard time making ends meet. Like I said, it's like the feudal system. You want people that are subjugated, and then you've got the overlords.
Yeah. So just a reminder as to where Project 2025, I mean it's comprehensive. It's a big what how many I can't remember how many pages. It's
900
huge.
pages.
900. And it breaks it's broken down into various segments including the economy and social issues, agriculture. foreign policy, and the foreign policy stuff to me is in particularly very, very frightening. I mean,
Education,
they
education.
yeah, sure,
Well,
education,
and
but
religion too. And one of the points I wanted to make is they say these things, I guess it's very Orwellian. It's a corrupted version of it. Supposedly, this is, I'm going to say, vaguely Christian driven, and it's intolerant, and it's vindictive, and it's punitive. And I like, this sounds to me like the Old Testament, not the New Testament, which seems to be the source of a lot of confusion in our society.
well, and you're talking to I'm an Old Testament fan, parts of it, but
I
the
was going to say.
the problem is it's a very I think corrupted interpretation of Christianity
Yes.
that is now manifesting itself in this kind of this white Christian nationalism. And I mean Pete Hegseth, who I'm not sure he was involved with Project 2025, but he
He's a
was.
Zionist. Zionist,
Yeah, I
absolutely.
mean, yeah, he's clearly, I mean, he's calling on God to slay our enemies. He's being rebuked by the Pope, by other people who want to see peace and diplomacy and not war. And yet, his approach is consistent with Project 2025. So
Well,
maybe we're a little over a year and for a few months into the Trump administration. Maybe it'd be good to sit down and do a. And I'm surprised somebody in the media hasn't done this, and analyze Project 2025's goals prior to the election and see how well Trump is doing at meeting those. He's certainly not doing a good job of meeting all of his campaign promises. I
he's
mean,
done the deportation thing, but on the other hand, Obama and Biden did it and did it better with a whole lot less money and quote unquote nicer too. You didn't hear about it. There wasn't the big theatrics and all that. I'm going to go back to the Old Testament, New Testament thing.
all right.
I read the Bible. I read an annotated version. It was excellent. Literally over 2 years, 5, 10 pages a night. The Old Testament was about intolerance. They
No,
would pick
not entirely.
hold
No.
on. Just, no,
Okay.
we're going to go to Babylon or whatever city it was, and we are literally going to slaughter every man, woman, and child there, and pig, dog, goat, and destroy all the villages, and then we're going to take the land. Okay. Rinse and repeat. Okay. And then the New Testament was tolerance, inclusion. No, I completely,
Yeah,
like, I'm watching it.
but I mean, just in fairness to the Old Testament, also known as the Hebrew Bible, you're missing a bunch of really good stuff. The
I'm
prophetic
not arguing
literature, the
that, but
Psalms, the
that's not the part we're
Proverbs.
having a problem with.
Okay, but don't leave
Okay,
that.
if I could, to me, the essence of the entire Bible, the message was become wise and remain humble. Okay, I am not seeing either one out of this administration. They are arrogant and cruel. And the Old Testament, for example, would say the good steward of his animals was kind to them, and the bad care of the animals were evil and mean to them. I was like, there you go. And they're pulling funding for, people with AIDS in other countries and food. And it's like it's peanuts relative to our budget. Well, Trump wanted to bump our military up to 1.5
1.5
trillion.
trillion. Yeah.
That's like, what could
But
you
I
do
mean,
with that money? You could make everybody happy, and there wouldn't be any more wars anymore, and we
yeah.
wouldn't need the Pentagon, which, by the way, hasn't been audited in what, ever?
So we're starting to see some pushback against the Trump administration, and certainly not my first guest. but yeah, he wasn't here to talk politics, even though he's got a long background in politics, and I get that. But the I mean, Tucker Carlson bailing out on Trump, being embarrassed to have been such a supporter. Marjorie Taylor Greene, and just rank and file voters that we hear from saying, this is not what I voted for. So at what point are they going to say, okay, Project 2025, not popular with most of America, now being implemented by the Trump administration? At what point is there going to be enough momentum to say, okay, this is going to stop. We're not going to continue down this road.
Once again, it's stealth. And it's a shadow government. It is not in Trump's message but it's in his policy. It's buried in the policies. When you curtail all the funding, what in Iowa, they had a farm to table thing, and the farmers had already bought all the seed, and they were growing their plants, and they were going to provide fresh food to the schools and the nursing homes and all, and it was just a pittance of money. And it's just like, there's a flower, kill it. It's like, and then what does Trump come and the Kim Reynolds is like, oh, look, we're starting this new SNAP benefit thing with that. It's like, well, you just killed it. Your buddy killed it. It's like, what, it's already
We've talked about
happening.
that several times on the show, but
Well, and then they make it theirs. It's
let me
like,
ask you this.
no.
The shadow government, the shadow government, handpicked pretty much by the Heritage Foundation, that is calling the shots for Donald Trump. Are they going to survive the midterm election? What do you
The
think?
relationship was rather conspicuous, don't you think? I don't know anything about this, but half the people on my calendar, they're people. Mr. Trump is impulsive, and they have no shame. They are going to try. I mean, look, they're already redistricting. They're trying to stop mail-in voting, even though he did it. Like,
Right.
the hypocrisy is just galling. They're doing everything they can to undo democracy, which, by the way, is a Heritage Foundation thing. They basically want a king with incredible amounts of power and all the chains taken out, like he doesn't already, although he's getting pushback from the courts. They are going to, they're always talking about, corrupted elections and stolen elections. It's like, and of course, the saying, every accusation is an admission. That is the plan. And there is no doubt in my mind something is going to happen. And if I was doing those bets on that thing where they bet on things to
So,
happen,
right, the prediction market. So something is going to
slam dunk.
happen. Something is going to happen. I mean, right now, if the election was held according to the accepted current standards, Democrats would
Oh,
probably
blue
regain
wave,
Congress.
blue
Yeah,
wave.
probably, possibly regain the Senate. Who knows? But you think they're going to try to do find ways of preventing it from being a fair election?
I'm going to go a little bit off because, of course, you know who I am. Ed, we really need a third party. Right now, we've got the Dems arguing with the Republicans in a boat going over a waterfall, a cliff.
Yeah, I don't disagree that kind of a multi-party parliamentary type system would be a lot better than what we've got now.
There's no checks, and it's like different shades of the same garbage. I like it's all kind of extreme, and it's contentious because it's by lateral. If
But
you put in a third
back to my
one,
final question. Do you agree that the Shadow government, the Heritage Fund appointed Blue Meanies, and the Trump administration are going to try to do everything they can to make sure this election does not go fairly.
yes, they already have there. I mean, they're already in motion, so it will get it more extreme as it becomes more obvious what the logical conclusion is.
Is it going to involve military force?
I mean, they've basically invaded other states. So
And then withdrawn, but
you come up with an excuse. I whatever the excuse, they will come up with an excuse. Yes, to do something. And don't they have ICE agents behind TSA, and they want to have them at polling places to, this is the Orwellian, to protect the elections and their integrity? It's like,
Well, we'll be talking more about this. It's a really important moment in our history. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
I could say something. You know what? Germany survived Nazism. So we have a strong foundation of constitution, and
Right.
when push comes to shove, people get integrity. They go like, whoa, this
Right.
is not the world I want to live in.
And
Not anymore.
Ireland survived 700 years of British imperialism. So, hey, there's
There you
hope. Keep
go.
hope alive. Mark, thanks for joining us, folks. Mark Klipsham.